Good morning from WVIK News. Project Now's temporary overnight shelter in Moline is seeing consistent attendance of the area's unhoused population. President and CEO Dwight Ford says the Lift Now shelter is averaging 49 residents, with some nights reaching 55. Ford says they've contracted with Metrolink to provide rides from the shelter to daytime services in Rock Island.
And as they arrive in Rock Island, they're also able to go to Project Now Christian Care for showers and for the meal, and then we transport back in the evening. And that's the expense that we did not see coming, but we're gladly investing in such.
Other organizations, such as the Robert Young Mental Health Center, provide services outside the emergency shelter every Saturday. Farmers in Illinois dealing with stress and anxiety amid economic uncertainty can find resources from the state's land grant institution. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
Assistant Dean and Program Leader for Agriculture and Agribusiness at Illinois Extension, Travis Burke, says numerous stressors are impacting farmers.
These are things that out of a farmer's control, like weather, the outside environment, a lot of the pricing that happens, and a lot of things that they can control hinges so much upon the things that they can control.
Illinois Extension is offering vouchers for mental health care with providers across the state. It also has a website with information on mental health literacy programs for family and community members to respond to an emerging mental health crisis. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker's plan to address Illinois' housing shortage is raising concerns from an influential group representing the state's towns and cities. The proposal Pritzker outlined in his budget address would loosen zoning laws for construction of multifamily structures and include $250 million in development grants. The governor says outdated building codes and regulations have stalled construction efforts despite the state's need for over 200,000 new homes by 2030.
We have developers ready to build homes, and we have Illinoisans who need them. And it doesn't get done because of these regulations.
But the Illinois Municipal League said Pritzker's proposal represents a, quote, one-size-fits-all solution to a highly localized problem. The group called the idea a, quote, broad preemption to the power of the state's 1,300 cities and villages to regulate local zoning laws. Republican House lawmakers have voted to increase K-12 school funding in Iowa by 2% next year. The number was reached after negotiations with GOP senators and the governor. The deal sets the state cost per student amount at a little over $8,100. Democrats suggested a 5% increase. Democratic Representative Heather Mattson of Ankeny says the GOP proposal doesn't do enough to keep schools out of survival mode.
They call their proposal responsible. Well, I say it's irresponsible to watch our public schools struggle year after year to make ends meet and ignore them when they tell you exactly what they need.
The bill passed 58-35 with five Republicans voting against the proposal. The bill next heads to the Senate for a vote. Deere & Company is reporting a net income of $656 million in its first quarter. That's down about 25% from this time last year. Factors impacting operations include tariffs, ongoing litigation involving state attorneys general, including Illinois, regarding the right to self-repair, among others. The Moline-based tractor manufacturer estimates net revenues for fiscal year 2026 between $4.5 and $5 billion. Also, yesterday, the company announced it will bring back 27 workers at its Dubuque Works facility in March to assist with construction and forestry operations. This follows other callbacks in Waterloo last month, bringing the total to nearly 275. The company says it expects to bring more workers back this year. Ballet Quad Cities is bringing back Romeo and Juliet after 11 years this weekend. Jonathan Turner has more.
Romeo and Juliet, choreographed by company artistic director Courtney Lyon, will be performed Saturday and Sunday at Galvin Fine Arts Center, St. Ambrose University, Davenport. Lyon conceived her version of the iconic 16th century story, originally in collaboration with Orchestra Iowa, performed in Cedar Rapids and Moline. In addition to the new title characters, Dagny Ingle as Juliet, paired with Marcus Pay as Romeo, there is the key role of Fate, performed by first-year dancer Emerald Pease.
You know, it's really a tragic love story, so I thought, why hide it? However, Romeo and Juliet don't know what's going to happen to them, so that's why I thought that having Fate on stage, like almost like a narrator, all-knowing presence to guide Romeo and Juliet.
Tickets for performances are available at BalletQuadCities.com. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.